Bible Basics, Study 7, The Origin of Jesus. 7.2. The Virgin Birth. The record of Christ's conception and birth does not allow for the idea that he physically existed beforehand. Those who hold the false doctrine of the Trinity are driven to the conclusion that at one moment there were three beings in heaven, and one of them then became the child in Mary's womb, leaving just two in heaven. We are therefore left to conclude from the pre-existence belief that Christ somehow came down from heaven and entered into Mary's womb. All this complex theology is quite outside the teaching of Scripture. The record of Christ's beginning gives no reason whatsoever to think that he left heaven and entered into Mary. The lack of evidence for this is a big missing link in Trinitarian teaching. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary with the message that you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. Then said Mary to the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? That is, she was a virgin. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verses 31 to 35. Twice it is emphasized that Jesus would be the Son of God on his birth. Evidently, the Son of God did not exist before his birth. Again, the many future tenses need to be noted. For example, he shall be great. If Jesus were already physically in existence as the angel spoke those words to Mary, he would already have been great. Jesus was the offspring of David. Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. The Greek genos, implying Jesus was generated from David. He was born of Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. The conception of Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, God's breath or power, acting upon her, Mary was able to conceive Jesus without having intercourse with a man. Thus Joseph was not the father of Jesus. It must be understood that the Holy Spirit is not a person. See study 2. Jesus was the Son of God, not the Son of the Holy Spirit. Through God's use of his Spirit upon Mary, therefore also that holy thing which was born of her was called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. The use of the word therefore implies that without the Holy Spirit acting upon the womb of Mary, Jesus, the Son of God, could not have come into existence. That Jesus was conceived in Mary's womb, Luke chapter 1 verse 31, is also proof that he could not have physically existed before this time. If we conceive an idea, it begins within us. Likewise, Jesus was conceived inside Mary's womb. He began there as a fetus, just like any other human being. John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible's most famous verse, records that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. Millions of people who recite this verse fail to meditate upon what it implies. If Jesus was begotten, he began, a related word to begotten, when he was conceived in Mary's womb. If Jesus was begotten by God as his father, this is clear evidence that his father is older than he. God has no beginning. Psalm 90, verse 2. And therefore, Jesus cannot be God himself. Study 8 expands on this point. It is significant that Jesus was begotten by God rather than being created, as Adam was originally. This explains the closeness of God's association with Jesus. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. Christ being begotten by God, rather than just created from dust, also helps explain his natural aptitude for the ways of God his Father. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 5 and 6 contain a prophecy concerning Christ as the light of the world, which he fulfilled. John chapter 8, verse 12. He is described as meditating on the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant. Christ was therefore formed by God in Mary's womb through the power of his Holy Spirit. Mary's womb was evidently the place of Christ's physical origin. We have seen in study 7.1 that Psalm 22 prophesies Christ's thoughts on the cross. He reflected that God took me out of the womb, I was cast upon you from the womb. You are my God from my mother's belly. Psalm 22, verses 9 and 10. In his time of dying, Christ looked back to his origins in the womb of his mother Mary, formed by the power of God. The very description of Mary in the Gospels as Christ's mother in itself destroys the idea that he existed before his birth of Mary. Mary was an ordinary human being with normal human parents. This is proved by the fact that she had a cousin who gave birth to John the Baptist, an ordinary man. Luke chapter 1, verse 36. The Roman Catholic idea that Mary was not of ordinary human nature would mean that Christ could not truly have been both Son of Man and Son of God. These are his frequent titles throughout the New Testament. He was Son of Man by reason of having a totally human mother, and Son of God because of God's action on Mary through the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Meaning that God was his Father. This beautiful arrangement is nullified if Mary was not an ordinary woman. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. What is man, that he should be clean? And he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? How can he be clean that is born of a woman? Job chapter 14, verse 4. Job chapter 15, verse 14. Job chapter 25, verse 4. This puts paid to any idea of an immaculate conception being possible, either of Mary or Jesus. Mary, being born of a woman with ordinary human parents, must have had our unclean human nature, which she passed on to Jesus, who was made of a woman. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. The language of his being made through Mary's agency is further evidence that he could not have physically existed without his birth by her. The diaglot renders Galatians 4, verse 4, having been produced from a woman. The Saviour was to be the seed of the woman, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, which promise occurs in the context of the record in Genesis of many male-based genealogies. The gospel records frequently indicate Mary's humanity. Christ had to rebuke her at least three times for a lack of spiritual perception. Luke chapter 2, verse 49. John chapter 2, verse 4. She failed to understand all his sayings. Luke chapter 2, verse 50. This is exactly what we would expect of a woman who was of human nature, whose son was the Son of God, and therefore more spiritually perceptive than herself, although he, too, shared human nature. Joseph had intercourse with Mary after Christ's birth, Matthew chapter 1, verse 25, and there is no reason to think that they did not have a normal marital relationship from then on. The mention of Christ's mother and his brethren in Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 and 47, would therefore imply that Mary had other children after Jesus. Jesus was only her firstborn. The Catholic teachings that Mary remained a virgin and then ascended to heaven, therefore, have absolutely no biblical support. As a human being of mortal nature, Mary would have grown old and died. Apart from this, we read in John chapter 3, verse 13, "No man has ascended up to heaven." The fact that Christ had human nature, see Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 18, Romans chapter 8, verse 3, means that his mother must have had it too, seeing his father did not have it. She saw herself as the handmaid, female servant, of the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verse 38, compare Psalm 86, verse 16, not the mother of God. The whole record of the virgin birth makes a nonsense of the claim that Jesus pre-existed as a person before his birth. This has even been recognized by theologians. Jesus' virgin birth stands in an irreconcilable contradiction to the Christology of the incarnation of the pre-existent Son of God. W. Pannenberg, Jesus, God and Man, Philadelphia, Westminster, 1968, page 143. James Dunn likewise denies the literal pre-existence of Jesus. There is no evidence that any New Testament writer thought of Jesus as actively present in Israel's past, either as the angel of the Lord or as the Lord himself. J.D. G. Dunn, Christology in the Making, London, SCM, 1980, page 158. A pre-existent Jesus is merely a continuation of the old pagan idea that the gods came to earth and had relations with innocent women. Compare Acts chapter 14, verse 11.